Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored,
unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Make sure you have subscribed to all of our stuff, all of our podcasts on Spotify, Apple, and the Ace and TJ family app. Got all of that. Subscribe, download, like. We have a story of a guy who has gone through tremendous pain and left him looking at a pool of his blood in the bathroom. What happened to this poor fella? And could it happen to you? We'll find out next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored,
unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
All right. Ace, I don't know if it was like this when you were growing up, but it was with my dad and all of his friends and pretty much any adult man, which is redundant.
Yeah.
Any man, and grown man is redundant as well.
I'm a grown man.
Mm-hmm. And grown ass man just has been played out.
Yeah.
And people have been saying that since it was funny when we started it in the late 70s.
I always think that means there's about to be a fight.
I'm a grown ass man.
Who are you talking to? I'm a grown ass man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something's about to pop
Somebody's
off.
About to get hit.
I'm a grown ass man. But when there was a story or something happening in a foreign country and people didn't know exactly what country, it just always covered it to say overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one. That's overseas.
So, hey, did you hear that story from overseas about that guy? So there wasn't a question about it either. Like, what country?
Right.
Over what sea? None of that. It was just overseas.
There's quite a difference between France and India, both of which happen to be overseas.
Right. Or even referring to overseas as Mexico sometimes or Canada.
Overseas. You know, Mexico.
It'd be over rivers and lakes. But anyway, this happened overseas.
Overseas.
A guy sits down on the toilet. And when he sat down on the toilet, he'd been there for a second doing his business, and he felt a sharp pain in his testicles.
Oh, that's a snake.
And then all of a sudden he jumps up and there's blood everywhere. He's just bleeding like crazy because a 12-foot python had just bitten him while he was on the toilet.
A 12-foot python.
Yeah. Which begs the question. If you're going to be bitten by a snake in the private area, if you're a guy, which one would you rather the snake bite? Your twig or berries?
Probably the berries, I guess.
I guess,
I mean, if I have to sacrifice one, I mean... Is there a right answer?
Yeah. No, I'm just, No.
It's just your opinion. What's the right answer? Yeah, I don't know.
No, just what you.
I think it would have to be the berries, right?
I guess. I mean, it's the better of two options to me.
Heal up faster.
But if it's on the twig, it doesn't have to be on the very end of it. It could be, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't picturing the very tip of it. Uh-huh. You were.
I was.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is likely. I mean, if the snake is below you. So that's crazy. How do you not notice a 12-foot python in your toilet?
It probably wasn't visible when he opened when he sat down. It kind of stuck its head out after.
12 feet. What's not visible?
But it's not it fully balled up in there.
It's back into the pipes.
It's in the pipes.
It was down in the.
Yeah.
A 12-foot python could fit in a toilet pipe?
Uh-huh. Well, it's a 12-foot long python.
So I feel like I would have seen it. I don't know anything.
Well, once you sit down, then it decides to, I wonder what's going on there, and we'll go on and see what's going on.
I'm
going to
hear it. There's just no way. A 12-foot python's getting me on the gonads. There's no way without me seeing it.
But we have stories like this all the time, but they never add the details about whether or not, if there had already been something in the water, you know what I mean? If he didn't just sit down, he'd already been doing his business. And the snake had to come up through.
Like, if that's what caused the snake to come up, like, what's going on? I don't like
it. It stinks in here.
Yeah.
Which I think adds to it on the disgusting level. Because would you rather be bitten by a python on your sack if it doesn't have poop on it? Or if it does have poop on it. I mean, I think adding the poop to it. Anytime you add poop to something, it makes it worse.
Yeah,
a poop snake.
Agree. Always makes it worse.
Wow, what a day. I mean, you think you've got it bad. You got bit by a 12-foot python on the junk.
And it's bleeding like crazy.
Bleeding like crazy.
And that's what I think the difference would be. I think if it does get into that area, you're going to have more blood than if it bites you. It's a python. They don't have fangs.
They don't?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think they do. They have tiny teeth.
Oh, do they?
I think.
I know the python is the one that'll scoop.
Boa constrictor, all
of them. They squeeze you to death, I think.
Yeah.
But I bet they do. I bet even if it's got small teeth.
But yeah,
teeth,
it has teeth. Yeah, it can bite you and it hurts.
It hurts like hell.
But it's not venomous.
Yeah.
But I think it's tiny rows of teeth.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
So sharp little, like puppy teeth probably is what I imagine it being like.
Yeah. Which is super sharp.
Uh-huh. Pythons do not have fangs. They do have back curving teeth that grab the prey and don't allow it to escape.
Yeah.
Would you rather have it bite you or get up there and damn squeeze them?
Oh, bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
Oh, you mean just squeeze you down there, not be all the way around?
Yeah, no, just like on your nuts. No. Like, just like.
No, that would
be terrifying.
Yeah, I'd rather be bitten, like quick, bam.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a sharp piercing pain than have the thing locked in and you're like, now what do I do? Imagine
So that tells me that the python thought that was a mouse or something.
Yeah. Hanging above. Yeah.
Because if a python gets ready to eat a goat or something like that, that's when they squeeze them to death. But they're not going, they can't really get around. A python that big, I wouldn't think, would have to worry about squeezing a mouse.
Yeah.
They just bite it.
Oh my gosh. That's so disturbing. That is crazy.
And for some reason, the picture in the article is a side by side of the snake hanging halfway out the toilet, and the picture of the guy standing out in front of a wind farm. I guess they say, hey, yeah, can you send us a picture of yourself?
So you're the best one I got.
How about this?
But the bad part about it is he still looks like he just got bitten in the nuts by a snake in the picture.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he's got this look. He's like, yeah.
It's just sitting in the toilet like that?
Yeah.
Did he kill it?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing.
How embarrassing. You bring over the animal control people, and they're like, damn, boy, you blew it up in here. You're like, okay, can you just get the snake, please?
Yeah, just get the snake.
Come on. No, I mean, this stinks for real.
Do you try to kill it, or do you just, like, close the bathroom door and, like,
I got to kill it.
I don't know what to do about that.
I want to kill it. Well, wait, he's got
their quotes here. But how do you kill it, though? You can't beat it because it's going to break your toilet.
Okay. Yeah, and it looks like it was still in the toilet when he took the picture.
Yeah. Okay, I don't quite understand this reaction. I didn't read down this far into it. It says, quote, I felt something biting my balls. It was very painful. So I put my hands in the toilet to see what was wrong. What? I was shocked that I grabbed a snake. I quickly stood up and plucked it out. Ugh. There was blood everywhere, but I was more shocked to have found a python in the toilet.
Meaning he blindly just reached between his legs into the toilet?
I guess he saw something move.
Oh, my God.
And then his last name is Thangtawanan. Thangtawanan said his, quote, testicles are safe now, end quote.
Good.
And he's lucky it wasn't a venomous snake. Well, yeah. Mr. Brightside here. Yeah, I mean, seriously, look at him.
Whoa.
Even if his injuries have healed, the mental scars still haunt him.
Yeah.
And he hasn't used that toilet again since.
I would be hard pressed to use any toilet, I think, at that point.
Which that is, I guess, the reason why he looks so uncomfortable in that picture that we saw. I mean, he hasn't pooped in a month.
He's a little backed up.
He said, every time I go, I check what's inside and put brush in there to make sure.
But there is no way under any circumstances that if I thought I saw movement in the toilet, that my first move is not going to be get away from it.
Yeah.
He just sticks his hand into the toilet blindly. No, sir. I'm getting off that toilet and stepping a few steps away before I start to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, but you live in America. He's living overseas. And they don't ever know, you know, what's going to attack them. What he probably needed it for the hospital information to say, hey, what was that? So see if they have a treatment for it. I mean, it could have been some sort of an exotic spider or something coming up out of there.
Either way, I'm getting away from it.
He needed to know. Yeah. He needed to know what it was.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com. Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.